"Are you going to kill me?" I asked as I untied my apron. The question was much flatter than I intended. It should have been laced with fear, but I had little. I asked as if I needed to know what to expect.
"We ain't gonna hurt you unless we have to,"
the man said, drawing a tight smile that made me more uncomfortable than when he just stood there frowning. I followed them into the crisp spring air, and they guided me to their car. The weird tall man held my shoulders while the other placed my hands behind my back and tied a raggedy rope around my wrists. I narrowed my eyes at him. "Is this necessary?"
"Maybe not. We'll see,"
he said from behind me, his warm breath caressing the back of my neck. They pushed me into the back seat of the car and took off, heading away from the city. I looked back, wondering what the hell was in store for me and why I had jack shit to do with any of it. I should have been more afraid than I was. Yeah, there was fear, but also a brewing sense of excitement? Curiosity? A desire to get the hell away from the diner? I felt like a dog just let off its leash, getting to see the big world for the first time as we drove away from the city I'd never stepped foot out of. The fibers of the cheap rope rubbed my wrists raw, making my skin feel hot and itchy, and a pang in my bladder reminded me I hadn't gone to the bathroom since the afternoon lunch rush. Well, fuck. Hopefully it wouldn't be a long trip and I wouldn't end up chained to a post in some cellar. No one spoke. The only thing that broke the silence was the occasional crackle of the cigar every time the driver inhaled. I liked the way it smelled, like a woodsy sweet cigarette. He lifted his hand and brushed it through his dark hair. I looked down at the rifle between them. It was an ominous piece of metal that made me sweat. A pistol rested beneath the arm of the driver's pinstripe dress shirt. Every so often, his eyes met mine, and I dropped them away from him. He was quiet, but his presence hovered over everyone in the car. The man in the passenger seat was larger, but it was clear who called the shots. The passenger laid his arm across the back of the seat and turned to face me.
"What do we call you?"
he asked. I shrugged. His eyes narrowed on me.
"Suit yourself,"
he said before lighting up a cigarette. I stared at it in longing. My mama didn't care if I was 30, she'd still smack a cigarette out of my hand. I hadn't felt the effects of nicotine in nearly a decade. I worked in a diner, and everyone smoked while waiting for their meals. I couldn't get away from the damn things. But I also couldn't afford such a pricey habit. My eyes remained locked on the smoke billowing from the man's full lips.
"You want one?"
he asked, holding the smoking cigarette between fingers on the biggest hand I'd ever seen. Sensing my desperation when I nodded too fast, he tugged it away.
"Tell me your name."
"Sylvia," I told him. Not because I wanted to, but because I wanted that cigarette.
"Well, Sylvia, I ain't spoon-feeding you, so you'll have to wait."
"Cut her loose and give her a fucking smoke,"
the driver said. The larger man's smile dropped from his face.
"You think that's a good idea?"
"She came with us without a fight, Vernon. I doubt she'll go kicking one up now,"